You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
The San Francisco Giants are 18-18. That's a .500 record, and they're tied for first in the NL West. So that's how things seem to be going for that division so far this year. I'm Allison Flitter. I'm here with Chris Haft. Talk a little bit about the Giants, who, as you know, I picked to win this division. Chris, I'm trying to figure this out, and it sounds like Bruce Bochy is also. So he seems to be a little baffled by the lack of offense still. And I'm a little surprised that we're still talking about the lack of offense. I was looking at the batting averages. It's not like there's that many guys that are hitting so far below their career averages. So is it they're just not taking, I guess, advantage of a lot of opportunities. Is that accurate?
That would be very accurate, Allison. If they're not hitting very well, they have not hit very well lately with runners in scoring position. I don't have the numbers in front of me, but they're abysmal. It's in the 100 range. Now, in an odd sense, they're kind of encouraged because it's just not going to continue. These guys are going to start hitting, and if they perform anywhere close to their usual standards, and that 500 record should improve as a result.
Yeah. So recently, they had a walk-off, very good by Buster Posey, a clutch walk, to avoid a sweep by the Blue Jays. I think, so I have these numbers written down. So over five games, they were four for 43 with runners in scoring position. I think that's what we're talking about. So that's an 0.93 average. Yeah. So that is really awful and surprising given the veteran presence in this lineup, the amount of guys that don't seem to be the kind to press or try to do too much or blah, 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 all the things that we hear when it comes to why a team isn't hitting, all the cliches. I just don't see the Giants as being those kinds of players.
Neither do I, but again, I think it is a phase. Buster Posey isn't going to do this all season.
Right.
Pence isn't going to all do this all season. They just aren't. Brandon Crawford and Matt Duffy, who they'll eventually hit, or in Duffy's case, keep on hitting. I mean, he's one guy who's been productive. The game doesn't really, the season doesn't really begin until June. We're still well short of that. So they've got time to straighten themselves out.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, like I said at the beginning, I mean, this, you look at the standings, it just makes me laugh because the Padres are, many, many games below 500, and they're, 2.5 out of first place. So, what we're looking at right now. So they just ended a three-game losing streak with that walk-off walk. And now so Matt Cain, I missed this one completely. So I was looking at what he's been doing recently. And the last time we talked, I believe I was very gloomy and sad because I felt like maybe this was sort of the end of the road, perhaps, and that his comeback attempt wasn't going very well. And then he had, a really good outing. So he exceeded seven innings for the first time since June of 2014. He threw eight innings. So what did you glean from that outing?
Well, Allison, I think a lot of people agreed with you. Certainly a lot of Giants fans in the Bay Area agreed with you that maybe this might be the end of the road for Matt Cain. But that outing, I think, changed a lot of minds, even within the Giants organization. If he can repeat that or come close to repeating that just a little bit more often, it can be 3 out of 4 outings or 3 out of 5 outings, I think he'll keep his job in rotation and everything will be hunky-dory the rest of the year. Of course, they're going to need that sort of improvement from Jake Peavy also if they're going to keep this 5-man rotation together.
Yeah, that's the next thing I want to talk about is Peavy. So his is a different story. Of course, I'm not watching every single start, but the final lines don't look wonderful. What's the concern with him besides the fact that he's getting up there in age and has had his share of injury problems and no one was really sure, I guess I'm answering my own question, nobody's really sure what was going to be with him coming into the season. But how long do they stay with this and has he shown signs of being able to maybe get through some things?
He has shown some signs, Allison, of being able to get through things. His last outing he gave up, I believe, if I remember correctly, 3 runs in 5 innings. That was enough improvement for the Giants to, stick with him for another start. He's got a lot of, because Bruce Bochy goes back with, goes far back with him, you know, to the days when TV was winning a Cy Young Award in San Diego. They're kind of giving Jake a lot of rope. Maybe whether it's too much rope, I don't know. But he's got a lot of leeway. They believe in him. And so he's going to get every opportunity to prove that he still has it or doesn't.
Yeah, he started his major league career at such a young age. And I'm looking that up as I'm actually talking to you right now. It just feels very weird to me to be talking about Jake Peavy as a guy that is like over the hill in baseball terms. He's 34 years old, but he really started at a young age. So at some point you have to wonder like how many innings can one arm take, right? And like he's 34 and maybe that's kind of, you know, maybe 35 would be sort of at a normal time for a pitcher to sort of be slowing down a little bit. I mean, I don't know that there's any like anything that you can take away that's negative if this is sort of it for him, but it's not, I guess it shouldn't be surprising with a power thrower, you know, a guy that's been around that long, that maybe 34 is kind of what we should be expecting.
He is no longer a power pitcher, Allison. There's no doubt about that. And his stuff isn't the same as it used to be. He relies on location. He's going to have to continue to rely on location. What he does do, and I hate to sound like a cliche artist, is he competes, and he competes better than just about anybody out there. So, you know, he's like a guy clinging to the side of a mountain or something like that. You know, he'll hang on for dear life with every pitch, every outing. So, you know, and I think he's kind of earned the right to, you know, pitch until he proves he can't pitch anymore. And I think that's where things stand with him.
Yeah, he won the Cy Young in 2007, which means he was 25 years old. That's just amazing. I kind of totally forgot about that. Anyway, so, and you got to wish the best for him because he's a good guy. He's been around for a while. He's done a lot of good things in this game. So we will keep our eye on that and on the 18 and 18 powerhouse Giants. So thank you so much, Chris. We'll catch up with you next week.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.